We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Phil, good morning. Where does it all end? I mean, are we talking like $10 maybe to eventually cross this Golden Gate Bridge?
Yeah, it doesn't end. It just continues. It just continues. So forget the May. It will. It's just a question of how much and when. You know, when we talk about bridges, especially the Golden Gate Bridge and the idea of paying $10 to cross it, it's a beautiful view, and you might want to do that if you're passing through, but it's not necessarily something you want to do daily as a commuter. But it is the fastest way, you know, to get from the North Bay into San Francisco and south, and it is very, very popular. So what we tend to think about is the Golden Gate Bridge, but, you know, the complete title is the Golden Gate Bridge Highway and Transportation District. And while the bridge itself, you know, has been built and needs repair, only about a quarter of the money collected from the tolls goes into the bridge. The rest goes into the Highway and Transportation District. In other words, bus service, mainly commute service from Marin, and ferry service. And both of those are subsidized by tolls, and those costs are going up. And the ridership is not, at least not at the rate to make the difference. And so they need more and more money to keep that side of the operation going. And that comes out of the toll tag.
Well, Phil, with that said, is it worth it? I mean, if ridership is down on the buses and ferries, why are we pouring all this money in to support it?
Well, this is where it goes sort of around and around. Ridership on the buses, that's the responsibility of the district. And they go there, and you have to understand something. It's sort of been stagnant on the buses. The ferries actually maxed out. More people would take ferries if they could. They don't have enough room in the parking lots to take care of the commuters that want to get on the ferries. They can't run in more ferries because of various environmental reasons and such, and they're trying to expand the ferry service, but that's subsidized as well. So on a bus, let's say, if whether you're running five people are on that bus as passengers or 55, it costs the same, and you have to run it. Why do you run it? Well, because you're trying to get people off the bridges so it's less congested. You're trying to get them onto ferries. So the overall arching thing when I talk to bridge officials is, well, you know, it costs, but it means about 20% less cars on the bridge during peak commute times. The irony of that is 20% fewer cars on the bridge at peak commute times means what? 20% less tolls to be taken in that need to pay for keeping those cars off. It goes around and around, but one thing that you can depend on is the cost will go up. Labor, health benefits, all that stuff continues to rise, and so will the tolls on the bridges.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.